The fire department are on strike again. Remind me to keep away from the gas cooker today in case I set fire to myself.
The world is in a terrible state, isn't it? Why can't people just be content?
Indeed. Talking about contentment, I wasn't very content last night. Could hardly get a wink of sleep. Did you hear that cat wailing, Rahima?
Yes, I think I did. Hold on. It's a cat wailing.
What?
It's a Boris. He's up the tree, look, right at the top.
Would you credit it? How on earth did he get up there?
You know Boris loves chasing pigeons. He just got out of his depth, I suppose.
More like out of his height. If I'm going to be pedantic, Rahima.
Yes, dear. Pedantic just about describes you, really, Yusuf.
I wonder.
Need some help with that ladder, Yusuf?
No, I'll be okay. I think. No, that's no good. Maybe a bit of a hand will be appreciated.
Roger that, neighbour.
Hold that, will you, while I reach for the clouds.
Are you sure? Doesn't look very... Oh, dear. Are you okay, Yusuf? At the top of the old tree? I see that your cat has legged it.
Quiet, Dave. That ungrateful feline.
Yusuf, what have you done now?
Don't just stand there, woman. Fetch some help. It's quite chilly up here, and my stomach's starting to rumble.
So selfish. Hello, Maureen. Nice day, isn't it?
Is that your Yusuf at the top?
Yes, silly man. I turned my back for one moment and there he is at the top of a tree.
Shall I find the fire brigade?
The one day they're on strike and Yusuf chooses that one day to get stuck up a tree.
Rahima, aren't you worried about him? We must do something.
I know. I'll go and fetch our ladder. Hold on a mo.
Maureen, he just has this knack of getting into these scrapes. Don't worry, he always bounces back. I think he does these things on purpose, you know, just to rile me.
Oh, no way you're coming from, Rahima.
What's that, Rahima? Are you talking about me?
Who else? Carry on with your Tarzan act. I'll see if I can find a Jane to rescue you.
Now, Roy, there's a sight one does not expect to see in the quietest of suburban settings.
Perhaps, Ron, there is perchance a drama developing there.
I concur, Roy, so I suggest that we maintain our presence here on this bench as observers.
Yes, Ron. To witness the unfolding, perhaps a new chapter in the history of this otherwise dull patch of suburbia.
Indeed, Roy. Care for a little snifter?
Don't mind if I do, Ron.
Ed, why is Mr. Khan sitting at the top of that tree?
Your guess is as good as...
Perhaps he's a lookout for pirates or zombies.
Then he's not doing a particularly good job, Colin. He can only see in one direction, so there must be another reason. Perhaps we should find out. Let's go over to join Maureen over there.
Really? Dave? A stepladder? Really? Oh, hello, Nigel. Colin. And of course, young Billy. How old is he now?
18 months, Maureen.
They grow fast. Oh, Dave, are you serious? He means well, Nigel. He really hasn't got a clue.
I've got a mate with a huge retractable ladder. He's on a job at the moment, but I'm sure he can bring it over afterwards.
Oh, great idea. Hear that, Dave? Nigel's mate's got a bigger ladder than you.
Well, I'll just sit here on this branch. Every journey starts with a single step.
Like to see where your next step takes you, love.
Now there's a challenge.
Dad, what's Mr. Smith doing?
Trying to defy his wife, doing whatever it takes.
I think maybe that's why Mum isn't with us anymore.
No. I think that had more to do with Uncle Brian, Colin. Let's not go there for now, anyway. Maureen, I got through to my mate. He'll be along later today with a ladder.
That's a bit of a wait. I'll go and tell Rahina.
Well, Roy, our patience is indeed being rewarded.
I concur, Ron. I'm most satisfactory development. That deluded chap really thinks he can make a difference.
Yet, Roy, we sense that he's a whisker away from coming a cropper. How delightful!
And entertaining. 3-1 he falls within the next 5 minutes, Ron.
Now, Roy, you know I'm not a betting man, though it's a tempting offer.
Let's just watch and hope, Ron.
Aren't we awful?
Rahima! Rahima! Where is my wife?
I will go fetch her.
Tell her I am hungry.
Oh, hello, kids. Look what we have here. Mr. Khan is stuck at the top and your dad is trying to rescue him.
Is Dad all right, Mum?
He's fine. Just having a bit of fun, Harry. Look, your friend Colin's here. Why don't you wander off and play somewhere? And leave us adults to play our own games.
Shall I take Davina?
No. Judy's on duty today. Right, Judy?
What's Dad doing, Mum?
Oh, ask him.
Dad, what are you doing?
Rescuing Yusuf. He's stuck in the tree.
But Daddy, he seems quite happy. But you don't look so happy. Do you want me to help you down?
No. Does my family not trust me? Here, watch this.
Oh, now, David, that's enough heroics for one day. It's time you came down, don't you think?
I've broken my wrist, I think.
Oh, now, don't be silly.
Are you okay, Dave?
I think I've broken my wrist.
Probably just a slight sprain. Can you move it?
Nigel, can you help? Don't think we can wait for your friend with the ladder.
How simply delightful, Roy. Maybe I should have taken you up on that little wager.
Too late now, young Ron. Do you have any more rum?
Oh, yes, Roy. I'm prepared for the long haul. Here.
Wonder what those two chaps are saying to each other. They seem quite disinterested, Ron.
They are boys, Roy. What do you think they are talking about? Do you not remember when we were of similar age?
Oh, yes, Ron. When we were doers, not observers.
What a pathetic old pair we are, Roy.
So, haven't you spoken to her yet?
Give me a chance. She's only just moved in.
Hold on, Colin. I can see movement. Look at the bedroom window of her house. The curtains are twitching.
Oh, yeah, Harry. You've got good eyes.
Isn't that her mum next to her?
Yeah, right. Let's wave at them. Perhaps Rosanna will come out and watch the show. Oh, no. I think my dad's about to get involved.
Hope he does better than my dad. Let's go and have a close look. If she sees you getting interested, perhaps she'll get interested too.
You read my mind, Harry.
Do you want me to help him get down, Maureen?
Can you?
I don't need help. I can get down any time I want.
With a broken wrist?
Yes. I think it's a bit better now.
Oh, my brave daddy.
I think the best route up is round the back. That way I won't put extra stress on Dave's branch.
I'm even more hungry now. I could eat a horse. But if you don't have one, a pickle and cheese sandwich would do nicely.
I know, my husband. I have prepared you a sandwich, you silly old duffer, you. But how do I get it to you?
I've got an idea, Mrs. Khan. Just wait there while I fetch something.
He loves pickle and cheese sandwich, does my Yusuf.
Pickle and cheese? Surely it's cheese and pickle. That's the usual, you know.
Not the way I prepare it and the way he loves it.
So, Roy, what do we have before us now?
Well, Ron, a poor old chap, though he doesn't look too distressed at the apex of this tree. Another man about a third of the way up, attempting a rescue attempt, and failing in the process, Ron. And another gentleman who has ventured to the dark side of the tree, perhaps to effect another rescue.
Oh, yes, Roy, and here come those two young lads, and what is that object they carry?
Well, Ron, a drone, I believe.
How splendid, Roy. This is better than a theatrical performance in Drury Lane.
Yes, Ron, far better.
Oh, wonderful. A flying butler.
Incoming!
Harry's still learning. Wish my dad would let me have one.
Perhaps a few more paper rounds, and who knows?
Oh, that sounds like too much work, Mrs. Green.
Well, the youth of today.
So, Mrs. Khan, you just put the sandwich in this compartment.
Can I trust you with this precious cargo, young man? My husband's belly is depending on your flying skills.
I'll do my best, Mrs. Khan.
So here we go, one delicious and lovingly made sandwich.
Chops away! Well, sandwich away! Oh dear, almost made it. I think Yusuf can stretch a bit. To the sandwich.
I think not. He's not one for stretching, I'm afraid.
Would you credit it? Have you done this on purpose, my wife? Torturing me for my rash actions? I can smell the delicious pickle.
That is going to be bad. Wait a minute, Colin. Where's your dad? Wasn't he meant to find another way up?
Oh, I think we'd better go and look for him.
And lo, we have a developing tableau here, Roy.
Indeed we do, Ron. A tale of thwarted ambition, methinks.
Dare we venture a helping hand?
I think not. Our role here is to observe and comment and allow the narrative to develop and perhaps reach a satisfactory conclusion.
Lest we become part of the narrative, Roy, and that will never do.
Oh, quite, Ron.
Dad, what's the matter?
I'm okay.
No, you're not. Are you having one of your...
I think your dad is having a panic attack. Stay with him, Colin. I'll go and get help.
Me and Billy are here, Dad. We'll stay here for you. Just don't move.
No chance of that.
Christine, new neighbour. I'm Maureen, if you remember. I'm wondering if you can help. Our neighbour, Nigel, is having, I think, a panic attack and...
Say no more. Nurse Christine here. Lead me on. Rosanna, you come too.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Colin. You're in my daughter's class, yes? And this is your father?
Yes, his name is Nigel.
Nigel, I'm your new neighbour, Christine. I'm coming up.
There's really no need.
I think there is. I'll be up in a jiffy.
Wonder what's happening behind that tree, Judy.
Shall I go and see?
No. You need to help me with Davina here. You know how useless I am with her.
Okay.
Any idea where Nigel's gone? I thought he was coming to help.
I think he may be having problems too.
Oh, what a sorry lot we are. Oh, hello, Maureen.
Let me correct you there. What a sorry lot you men are. Oh, Rahima.
The mountain is coming to Mohammed. Peace be upon him. Or at least Yusuf.
Oh, Roy, would you look at her?
Well, I can't take my eyes off her, Ron. Now, there's one determined wife.
Ah, yes, Roy. How perfectly precious. Dressed for the job. Even the bandana and... Is that face paint?
Going to war, Ron? Bit over the top. She's only climbing a tree to rescue her useless husband.
Oh, Roy, what a woman!
Never been good at heights, Christine.
Oh, why?
Everyone else seems so proactive. I had to do my bit. Thought this might be the time when I would conquer my fears. Wrong.
Well, credit to you for trying, Nigel. It takes a lot of courage to do that.
Really?
Really.
I think little Billy wants to have a pee.
It's nice that you look after your baby brother, Colin. It's nice.
Look away while I free his little...
Rahima, where are you?
I think she's coming.
Rahima, I need to, you know, water the lilies. Oh, it's no good. It's too late.
Oh. Rain? Yuck. Acid rain. Maureen, I'm not exactly enjoying myself here. Also, I think it's beginning to rain.
Don't fret, darling. Harry and I are planning a rescue mission here.
Well, hurry up. I'm getting soaked.
Looks like I've been lumbered with the little'uns, as usual. Been told to keep an eye on both of them. Don't think they totally trust you, Colin. Oh, hello, Rose.
Rosanna.
Looks like I better keep an eye out for you two as well.
She's not your sister, is she?
No, otherwise I'd cheerfully thump her. Judy, don't be such a brat.
I know when I'm in the way. Come on, little'uns. Hey, there's a big hole in this side of the tree. Come, let's explore. You two can sit on this ledge.
So how are the family, Billy? Did Nigel get the promotion at work?
Sadly not, Davina. He's bearing up well, though. He seems to be hitting it off with that nice nurse lady.
Christine? Yes, a fine lady. Can I ask you a question, Billy?
Yes. Spit it out, girl.
What do you think of your training pants?
Chafe a bit. But as you go, nappies weren't really doing it for me anymore.
Mother says, I'm not ready yet. It's so undignified.
I really feel for you, Davina.
They're talking together. How sweet.
How do you like it at school, Rosanna? Have you got used to it yet?
I think so.
teachers are a bit weirder than I'm used to.
What sort of school was it?
Private. C of E. A bit strict, especially for me.
Why is that?
Perhaps I'll tell you one day.
Good gracious me, I don't think I can carry on with this anymore.
Who is that?
That's our neighbour, Mrs. Khan. Didn't know she's so...
She must be ancient. Should old people be climbing trees?
He's not doing this for fun, though. The hubby is stuck at the top.
Coming to the rescue? How sweet.
I must carry on. My man needs me.
Ye gods, Ron, there has been some significant developments, it seems, since we initiated this project of ours. I almost feel a part of it. What about you, Ron?
Right you are, Roy. A fair sprinkling of humanity across the arboreal landscape. And yes, perhaps we will.
What, Ron?
Become a part of it, Roy.
Perhaps we will, Ron.
Are you ready yet, too?
No. Sorry, Christine, I don't think so. Not yet.
That's fine. I'm enjoying our little conversation.
Perhaps you can tell me a bit more about yourself. I've done most of the talking so far. So, over to you, Nurse Christine.
I'm quite a private person, but, well, you've been very open with me. It's just that it hasn't been long since my husband's death.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't pry. Please don't feel... I tell you what, I feel okay now. Shall we return to safe ground?
No. I think that perhaps we are on safe ground, right here. Let me continue. He died of cancer last year. I nursed him to the very end.
That must have been a great comfort for him. Well, obviously he wasn't in comfort, but having you there... I'm sorry, I'm not good at this.
Don't fret, Nigel. We don't want another panic attack now, do we? In fact, you do remind me a little of him.
Do I? Well, you certainly don't remind me of my ex-wife. But we won't go there.
No. Oh, you are already reddening a bit. Calm down.
Looks like they're really getting on, the oldies.
Yeah, like us, I think, sort of.
I've enjoyed this little chat. Never had one so high up.
Me too. But not as high as Mrs. Khan.
Almost there.
Karima, my love. What? How do you credit it?
My husband is hungry, just doing my wifely duty. Now let me, here we are, a lovely sandwich for my hungry hubby.
You've done this? How? Look at you.
I could hardly climb this tree wearing my usual clothes, my love, could I?
I'm not complaining. In fact, you are quite fetching in a Lara Croft meets Benazir Bhutto kind of way.
Here I am, stuck up a tree with a broken wrist. How on earth did I get into this mess?
Nurse Wifey here, and her faithful servant. You look awful, Dave.
And you smell a bit... wee.
And it's good to see you too, I think.
Now, let's look at this arm of yours.
So, my little petal, did you miss me?
Well, your belly certainly missed me.
Oh, look at you, with your sling. in your downturn now.
But I failed.
No, you didn't, Dad. The important thing is that we're together. Up this tree.
So we'll be in the same class next term, Rosanna.
Looks like it. But we don't have to wait until then.
Hey?
Boys, do I have to spell it out?
Thanks, Christine. Don't know how I...
Hey! Those lovebirds up there.
Aren't they a bit young?
Aren't we a bit old?
Training pants are really the order of the day, Davina. You are far too mature for nappies.
I'll have a word with Mater. Thanks, Billy.
What a splendid visage presents itself, Ron. Look at those shiny, happy faces.
Tonic for the soul, Roy. The love tree.
The love tree, Ron. A resplendent Monica.
We truly do live in remarkable times, Roy, to be able to witness such a feast for the eyes.
And for the heart, Ron.
Look yonder, Roy. The door's open. Everyone is distracted. It may be a dampener, but we could be remiss if...
I think I perceive your drift, Ron.
Asian houses always have a lot of jewellery on show, Roy, so I'm told.
Looking for a large oak tree. Got a job to do.
Over there, my good man.
What is going on here? Now I've seen everything.